Who is to blame for the current global recession? CEO and chair of Raymond James Financial, Tom James, spread the responsibility around this afternoon at the Feather Sound Country Club in a meeting of the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club.
Tom James laid responsibility for the recession on banks that issued subprime loans, individuals who took the loans, and former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, among others. According to James, the first cause of this was subprime lending.
And as it reached these levels, you essentially could walk into a bank or to a private mortgage lender or any other sources of traditional lending and get a loan probably for too much, certainly for too high a percentage of the value of the home you bought, and you can get it for interest only or interest rear-ended about any way that you wanted to do it with virtually no terms and conditions.
In October, the federal government passed a $700 billion bailout of the country's banks through the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. James credits the TARP with saving the economy from an even worse disaster because the country was
this close to having a failure of the banking system in the United States, a failure of the financial system in the world. So if you wonder why the government stepped in and propped up the banks, they had no choice. If the banking system fails, not only can't you get lending, you can't get your deposits back out of there. And if the government reprints all that money, guess what happens? The value of the purchasing power of those looks like pre- and post-war Germany.
In contrast, James does not support an equally expensive federal stimulus bill meant to create jobs and infrastructure, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
The process we have here to stimulate the economy and bring the economy is probably one of the worst examples of legislative enactment I have ever seen in the history of the United States. Every senator in there added on a bill to support his favorite activity instead of fixing the problem with a lot less money.
James says that many companies made gambles and took risks without weighing the consequences. For example, he cited the $65 billion in losses by Merrill Lynch, the financial services firm that was acquired by Bank of America last year.
Bad management, lax management, too optimistic management, not dishonest management. This is not Madoff. Bad decision making, taking too much risk, leverage of 35 or 30 to 1 in these large investment firms that caused a very small error to cause the demise of the firm. You can't operate with that kind of leverage.
Regardless of who created the current financial mess, James says that while the U.S. may have seen the worst of the stock market, the recovery could take a long time and could be painful.
I think there's no doubt that when we come out the other side of this, that we're facing substantial inflation. And if we come out the other side of this with a prolonged period, the way I described occurred in the 70s and early 80s, we could have stagflation, which is still worse, where business is not growing very rapidly and prices are going up.
A member of the audience, Joan DeGuire, thinks that if the state of Florida is to emerge from the recession, it will have to be based on a different model than the past. She says overdevelopment is destroying the state.
We should preserve the beauty of our state and our wetlands and so forth try to make some money from that. Yes, certainly. Not growth. Nothing. What is going to happen with this eternal growth? We're going to cement everything over. And then we're going to lose our tourist industry, and therefore we're going to lose a large part of our economy.
Members of Florida's Senate and House are trying to reconcile the state's budget, based in part on the federal stimulus funds that Tom James decried. Suncoast Tiger Bay Club member Dave Cole thinks that to avoid the same budget issues every year, Florida needs additional revenue sources.
I think one is cut down on the exceptions and sales tax. One particularly on boats and airplanes is a good example. And also, I think we need to consider an income tax that would provide more stability in the income we'd get from year to year, or taxation.
An anonymous Tiger Bay member emphasizes personal economic responsibility based on the experiences he and his wife had while growing up during the Great Depression of the 1930s.
The result of that was that, when we married, we agreed that we don't spend any more money than we make. Because, I hope that that the young people of this generation will come to the same conclusion.
The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting will feature Florida's Attorney General Bill McCollum on Thursday, May 7th at the Feather Sound Country Club. You can learn more at tigerbay.org. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.